opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That means the world, you know, I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable.
I don't know why. It was the odds-on favorite, Mike, to win the contest.
Yes, we picked him the show yesterday. I figured Cal Raleigh's going to get it done.
Mariners catcher wins the home run derby contest. It's Dukes and Bell live at Murph's, guys, here at the Cobb Galleria. Hanging out, getting ready for tonight's All-Star game. I still don't like the idea you told me yesterday when the lineup came out that Ronald Acuna's not leading off. Don't like it.
Batting second, Shohei Ohtani. The number one most marketable player on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done a decent job, certainly. I think it's more about just maybe his superstar, his international appeal. We talk all the time about, you know, marketing their stars. They've never marketed Ronald. I think one thing last night, and we talked a little bit about this, you'd love to see the guys, look, I understand it. It's their prerogative to not do interviews in English, but it'd be so much cooler to see these guys make the effort to, I think that would bring so many more fans in to at least maybe build their brand, for lack of a better word, for some of those players. But Ronald Acuna is making that effort right now this season. He will bat second in the lineup for Dave Roberts, who, yay, did the victors go to spoils? He won a World Series. He makes the lineup.
No, he makes the lineup card. Look, you can't go wrong in an All-Star game. It's part of it is this is where you have fun. And you can mix the lineup up. This is, as kids, you go, well, I want this guy to be the leadoff hitter. And you can do that in an All-Star game. So it doesn't make it right or wrong. I just thought with it being here in Atlanta to get this party started, he would leave Ronald in the leadoff spot.
You'd like to think that. But, you know, maybe Dave Roberts, the analytics told him to go with Shohei, you know, over Ronald. The Dodgers love that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, we got to talk about something that's out there. I think it's the most insane, stupid, idiotic thing I've heard in a very long time. And I'll tell you why in a sec. But ex-Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy dropped a bomb on his show Monday. He does a show, a radio show, called Mac and Cube. It's in Birmingham. And, Mike, he insinuated that Saban might return to the sideline and that he's talked to some people that are really, really close.
Right.
To Nick Saban, and that returning to the sideline for him might not be out of the realm of possibility. Now, here's the thing. He didn't definitively say he was, right, which, of course, leaves him an out. It would have been different if he says, yeah, absolutely, I know he's coming back, and he'll be back next season. But he didn't say that. But the idea that Nick Saban at this point in his career – here's the first question I'll ask you before I'll tell you why I don't believe this. One is, what does he have to prove?
Nothing.
Zero.
74 in October. 73 is Nick Saban.
Zero. He has done everything that you could possibly do as a college football coach, and it's why we consider him the best college football coach in the history of the game in this era of all the change and stuff that has happened, and he was able to do what he did. The second thing is, I don't know if people really realize how important Miss Terry, his wife, is to his life. And the fact that she's been on this journey with him the entire way, and he finally says, baby, I'm done. We got the beach house. We got the grandkids. I'm done. Guys, Saban, it's idiotic to believe that he would even – and by the way, where's he going?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the idea that somehow he would go back to LSU, where, of course, he won a national championship. Or, you know, I mean, like, look, I get it. Greg McElroy, you want to say it's clickbait. whatever it is. That's it. Like, that's his prerogative to throw it out there. It's one step above that guy from Cleveland. I've got a pretty good source on this one, and I'm hearing. I mean, it's, you know. For those who don't remember, that was something we had a couple months back on the radio about some blowhard who was talking about how there was going to be a trade with Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a long story. But anyway, but it was just a knucklehead who was just throwing it out there. Greg's dialed in with the program and certainly with Coach. But at age 73, he just won an Emmy for how good he is on SportsCenter. You know, and it's just a guy who at this stage of his life, why would you want to get back in this mix? Especially when most people perceive him getting out of the college game because of all the things that have happened. The last 2 years.
That's the other part of it. If I left the job because I didn't like the mayhem that was involved with the job, then why am I going back to more of that and a lesser program potentially?
Right.
And by the way, all these programs that he's being linked to, because now people are like, well, Saban could end up here. I'm like, okay, first of all, stop it. Florida State doesn't have enough money to pay him.
Again, okay? I can attribute to that.
Michigan, that's not happening. Yep. He's not going to Michigan. I mean, like, the only place, and people say, well, maybe LSU. Okay, well, if Brian Kelly doesn't win.
Right.
But now, even that I have a hard time believing, because Mike, if he goes back and doesn't win another national championship, it's a fail. He went there and won a chip. He's right. Done it.
And the idea of the NFL, that Nick Saban would go to the – now, the good news is he'd go to the NFL. He could be on a team where half the team is guys that played for him. You know?
That's true. That's
but
true.
It is interesting, because the only thing missing from the resume was his – basically, he was 500 for his career with the Dolphins. Randy McMichaels talked about it. It didn't work out. But hell, man, the college football landscape is littered with amazing coaches like Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz didn't even make it to a full season with the New York Jets. Falcon fans remember Bobby Petrino quitting with a couple weeks left. So I think that it's apples to oranges. I mean, there's only, you know, Jimmy Johnson, the three rings. You know, there's not many guys who can walk in both those worlds.
404-726-0929. I don't believe it. But McElroy put it out there and has the world, you know, buzzing about the idea that Saban would come back to college football. And by the way, I can't wait till he addresses this too, because Nick, you know, he has no filter now. He doesn't give a damn. He will address this at some point. And I think he'll dispel all the rumors, but it just makes no sense, guys, on so many levels. It would be different if Nick Saban was 50 and had left and had something to prove and felt like he didn't you know, finish the job. Like, he's not there. He's at the end. Like, I've done it.
Right. Remember, like, even like you and I were saying, why did Herm Edwards go to Arizona State? That was, like, seemed like it was just out of character. Yeah. And it seemed like a really
bad
idea.
To help a friend,
idea.
To be honest. Yeah.
You know, Bill Walsh went back to Stanford. If people forget, when he left the 49ers, he got bored. And he wound up going back into football. But in this case, I can't see that with Nick Saban.
All right, guys. We're talking plenty about SEC Media Days. Georgia Bulldogs in town. Of course, Kirby was here. He was on with Andy and Randy. We'll play that full interview for you coming up a little bit later on. Gunnar Stockton speaking to the media as well today. And as we said, other schools today, every day, it's four different schools, guys. So the next 2 days, we've got more SEC coverage coming your way. Mike and I will be down there broadcasting live. I think Andy and Randy are there tomorrow as well downtown. But Auburn. And Hugh Freeze, look, I watched him today, Mike. It looked like he didn't give a damn. Like, he could care less about any of the stuff that people were saying about the golf and all that. Like, he's just like, well, you know, we're going to be better this year and we're faster. And he was just kind of nonchalant about it. And I thought he might come in a little bit more spicy, you know, just a little bit more fired up about how the perception is. That's what I got. I mean, you guys, if you watched any of this Hugh Freeze stuff, you guys tell me. He just sounded like a guy that was, hey, I'm coaching my football team, and I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're dead last in recruiting in the most competitive conference in the country, and Auburn is, and your recruiting class depend on who you go with, rivals 24/7, he's ranked anywhere from 80th to 84th
unacceptable
in the country.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an Auburn fan right now, and you're a booster, and you're throwing those checks out there, you know, I mean, I'm having the same conversations with friends of mine for Florida State. A lot of rumors about Norvell having some real problems in state. So we'll find out where that goes. Florida State apparently is moving up the notch. But there's you're on a hot seat. The last thing you want to do is just kind of blow it off when you're asked questions about the lifeblood of the program.
I agree. Big O, what were you adding there? I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh, well, let me hear it. I'd love to hear Hugh Freeze, because, look, this was my interpretation. You guys tell me, like, he's just answering these questions like it's no big deal.
You know, I really hadn't had to defend it. I just, you know, it's something I enjoy doing, but I assure you it does not take away from my time working to take Auburn back to the top of the college football world.
That is him answering the question about, are you, sir, playing too much golf?
How many golf carts can you ride in? How many drivers are too much, Freeze? Yeah, I mean, Coach, we've estimated that you've spent, you know, see, somebody will get underneath the fingernails and figure out just how many rounds he has played. Like they used to make fun of Eisenhower. Eisenhower played more golf than he was in the White House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but again, everything was booming, so no one cared. But that is interesting because when things aren't going well, and watch out, Auburn, because you know where this goes. Somebody's going to have an idea about some coach outside the SEC. We'll start this vicious cycle all over again.
Yeah, look, if you're winning games, nobody cares. If you're competing for championships, nobody right. cares. You're in the college football playoff, nobody cares. Go play as much golf in the summer as you want.
Right.
But when you're rebuilding a program, you cannot be perceived as this is more important than me on the recruiting trail or bringing in the necessary players, Mike, right. that we need to win.
No,
you just can't.
It's almost got Billy Napier fired. Billy Napier, even though obviously we knew he had the most difficult schedule in college football, but he was able to win some games. And, you know, Lagway, obviously the future is bright there. But, you know, that was a guy that, you know, the perception at Florida is the same thing you're hearing about Auburn this year
That's right.
with Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, and again.
He doesn't like recruiting. He's not good at it. And obviously Napier turned that around pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know how this affects the season, but if it does and things go sideways, it's going to come back to this,
right.
that he wasn't focused and he didn't do the things in the offseason that he needed to do. I've said this about Kirby, guys, and look, we compare everybody to Kirby right now because he's just winning, right? He's winning on all levels.
He's elite.
Mike. Very little time off. I mean, the dude said, yeah, I played a couple of rounds of golf. That was like two charity tournaments, and then I'm back to like, he just told Andy and Randy, I'm on the job tomorrow. I'm not even going to go see my wife in Mississippi. No time off. Dude, I'm working. And that is what it takes to be champions in the SEC. And some of these guys, man, I don't know. I'm not saying they don't get it, but maybe the commitment is not there.
You know, the more we talk, and we'll talk more about it, but the expectations for Texas, whatever Steve Sarkisian had to say on the podium, because, you know, he's got to break through. You know, Michigan and Ohio State, they've gotten to the mountaintop. You know, I mean, Ryan Day, even though you couldn't beat Michigan, you finally got that monkey off your back. You know, the best program without a championship for this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement. The hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last couple of years is now Texas. You know, we'll see if Kirby back there, but the pressure on Sark and how he handles that, because, I mean, you and I talked about it. There were a lot of times I looked and I said, I didn't understand why Quinn Ewers was on the field last season.
All right, we're coming back. Plenty more to dive into, guys. Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. We'll let you hear what Garrett Nussmeier had to say. Some people consider him to be the best quarterback in the SEC coming into the season. That's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.